Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, the snow.
Hello again, guys. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. My name is Thomas, and sitting across in his little man cave, give it up for my bro, and he's your bro too. Give it up for Alan.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Brocast. It's your boy, Alan. Tom, how are you this fine festival season?
Well, bro, I'm rocking my Christmas hat with my little bubble at the back with my buns, so feeling fine on a Friday night.
It is. It's good. I mean, the hat is interesting on a 30-something-year-old man who's wearing a Christmas hat at night time. There's no children around. I just like to sit in my room in my office with a Santa hat on. I also like to put one on my penis.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, darling. Hey, I'm
just doing you're home early.
Held the dinner with friends. Good, yeah.
Did you have a good time? Yeah. Oh no! This is a podcast special. This is purely for me. You know, do you remember the Ginger Beer Man cast? I'm just bringing it back up for a Christmas special, and I thought I'd wear a little Christmas hat on my penis. Where are you going? Don't take the kids, please.
I am sorry.
Stop judging me. This is who I am.
I will say though, it is quite hot under the hat, so I probably will take it off because I feel like the sweat's going
to
drip down.
Well, that's the one thing I like to talk about straight off the bat. When we jumped onto the call and I saw you wearing the hat, I went, "It's going to get a bit hot," because in Australia, guys, right now, well, you wouldn't think of it because we live in Melbourne right now. For the past couple of days, especially down here, we've had like 35 degree days. Like real stinking hot days. I don't know what that is in is it Celsius?
They go past 100 when they in the States and stuff like that.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I apologize. I never learned. So, but just the degrees down here has been very, very hot. And then today, the temperature's been like in a lovely top of 18 and pissing down with rain. Like, the people when you hear say pissing down with rain, like especially maybe imagine the other people out there listening to us from the States or Europe or some people else like that. You went pissing down. You mean like urine? You mean like someone's taking a wee? You're like, no, guys. It's a lingo that us Aussies say, and it's just, oh mate, just bloody pissing down. There it is, mate. No, it doesn't mean like I'm on top of the roof taking the leg. Hey.
Tell you a funny story though about the rain that we had recently. Yeah. This is the year I've decided to actually do the Christmas decorations outside, you know, the lights, and I've got an inflatable Santa, and I've got my Christmas tree. Oh yeah, I love it. It's shout out to our the Griswolds from the Christmas Vacation guys. I listened to that show a couple of weeks ago that we did. I think it was in 2017 now we did that show. And how I said, you know what, I'm going to become one of those guys that does that Christmas stuff. And I started, and the other day I was just getting everything ready, and then that rain hit that we had recently. Now, I've got power cords that run outside, So as I was inside, I had to quickly bolt back outside, unplug everything, deflate the Santa Claus, and I'm carrying a thing. I tripped over, got back up, and I'm like, move, guys. I don't, Daddy doesn't want to get shocked. And then I realized it was still plugged in the wall. And I'm like, maybe I should have quickly turned that off first before I... Yeah, so...
What is with you trying to do shit around the house and then nearly dying? There's previous times on shows where you've like, oh, you know, I'll pull stuff out the back and then a tree fell on me. Or like a branch. And I shit my pants.
Well, maybe it's a sign that I shouldn't be doing it, I think. Pretty much. But that's how we all learn, though. That's how I think we all learn. And
I hope this is picking up on the mic. What are you doing? Are you taking a piss in the glass over there?
No, I was tipping my Mountain Dew into my glass. But I will say, looking at that, it kind of does look like urine now, doesn't it, when you look at it like that? So yeah,
that's really podcasting. Mm-hmm. Well done.
Hey guys, do you see my cans? You see glass? Ooh, yeah, it's a podcast.
I held it up. I thought you would say, and the cup looks yellow. People know what Mountain Dew, what colour Mountain Dew is. They know it's a different colour.
Yeah, they know it looks like piss. Yeah, that's what it looks like, guys. Welcome to the broadcast. You want to watch us talk about drinks that look like piss?
Talk about the rain and getting, you know, nearly dead from, you know, electric shocks. But that's what Christmas is about, guys.
Trying to finish the story, and then we'll continue on why we're here today. Like, you wearing the Christmas hat before, so because down here in Australia it gets very, very hot. Why we have to wear that winter gear is very stupid, because when you think, oh yeah, well let's put this on, and about 5 minutes later, after wearing the Santa hat or the elf hat, you're like, what am I doing? It's hot. And you throw it away. Where people over in the States and in Europe right now, it's cold. So you want to go put on, you know.
It says it's made out of polyester. See, that's why it gets hot. This material on the hat I'm wearing is polyester. So within 5 minutes in Australia, guys, you would be just a sweating bullets, as they say, don't they, Al?
A sweating the bullets, eh?
Why make fun? I'm trying to talk to you.
Because you don't know how to talk. You do know how to speak, because you are shit.
There's the first swear.
I'll try not to do me. I'll try not to. Again, just wait till the end, guys, and Tom will just put something in the... Can I bring that up one more time too? The most recent episode that you did for our special TBK Vault, guys. Shout out to you for doing a great job on that one. The little TBK moment at the end. You know, let's just flat out swear. Let's just bless everything that Alan said and just make this like dirty word after that. I was like, wow, man. I was just some crap on this show.
Yeah, well, I go back and listen to some of the old shows, and half the time I go, what was that bit? Like, if I'm just fast-forwarding through the show and then I stop on a time set, and then you say something, I go, what were we even talking about? What context was that? And to think, you know, we've done so many shows out. This is episode, what, I think it was 79 that we're up to now. And I think, you know, and that's not including The Wonderful World We Live In and Oh My God that we've done. So we've done quite a lot of shows. And even this year, like, to think we started this show, I think it was Wrestling Companion 35, and we're at 54 now. So we've done quite a lot of wrestling this year.
During that time too is when our Prime Minister down here in Australia and our Premier down here in Victoria, you said it, all right, COVID has hit. Mm. And a lot of shit's gone down, and it's nearly over, guys. This wretched year of 2020 is nearly over.
It's been a crazy year. Like, even to think back, like the last time Alan and I sat in the same room together was January to record. All the whole year, they're like from what, February to now, it's all been in the digital format. Like, I think, you know, we could have met, but I think it was best, you know, again, with, you know, the people that we live with and family that we're in close contact with, you know, you just don't want to be the one to go, oh crap, you know, I had a bit of a sniffle and, you know, I caught up with Alan, and next minute you get something and then you take it to your job and then it just destroys everything. Because we know it has destroyed many families, not only here in Australia, but all across the world. And I think it's that special time of year, you know, Christmas, where families come together, and it's going to be quite different this year for many families, especially with the recent news in Sydney and New South Wales, which is a state in our country that's going into lockdown again, when it's locking down Victoria's access to that, which is crazy.
These people, they had the opportunity, okay? I don't want to make it sounds like I'm making excuses for them, but again, these people did, and that's why I think a lot of people looked at our premier down here, Dan Andrews, was like,
he's a bloody dictator. How bloody dare he? He can't make me stay home. So there's a reason why he's making you stay home, dickhead. It's because he doesn't want you to die.
Mm.
And now, these other states, again, down here in Australia right now, we're nearly up to, what, nearly 2 months without even a COVID. We've had one death, but that was a person who had it and then passed away because they were quite old. But down here, we haven't had an active case down here nearly coming up to 2 months. Maybe shit should have been done properly over there. Just throwing that out there. I don't need to mean to talk about politics, especially at this time. I'll leave that for the Christmas table later on in a couple of days after I've had a few reds.
Alan's going to make a podcast called Politics with Alan, just him by himself ranting, Jim Cornette style, just ranting for a little bit.
If people want to hear that, I'll do it.
In the car, so.
Yeah.
Getting all fogged up. I'm getting so angry here, guys, I can't see nothing.
Also, too, guys, tonight, as we're recording this, I am having my first drink.
Ooh, what are you drinking, Alan?
I'm on the CCs again.
Oh.
But they're in the can. And yes, there's many reasons why we're probably doing it. One is celebration, because as a teacher's aide at a school, our schools has stopped. We are on school holidays now. So I'm like, booyakasha, have a drink.
Side note, you would have had a very busy year, and kudos to you for the work that you're doing. You worked very hard this year. I know all about it, and I know that you've dedicated a lot of time, not only during the week, but also on the weekend. So good work.
Thank you, brother. Thank you very much. That's probably okay. That's enough of the niceness now. Let's just go to what the proper crux of this show is, and that's making fun of one another and making bad penis jokes.
That's the best I can do. It's just this time of year. Just it's hot, so.
I'm sorry. The cricket's on.
Do you want to watch it or? Yep. Cool. You're on Facebook. Oh yeah. Cool.
How's that going on there? You don't want me looking at your phone, okay?
All right, do we announce what we're doing now?
This is part two of why I'm drinking as well too, guys. Yeah, Tom, go ahead.
We decided to not only give you TNA once this year, we're deciding to give you TNA for Christmas, guys, because we are doing a TNA Impact. It's our first ever Impact, guys, and this show is on YouTube. Thanks, YouTube, and thank you to the Global Wrestling Network. This is, if you want to search for this, right, this is the name of the video on YouTube. The Greatest Wrestling Christmas Episode Ever? Question mark. This is Impact, December 20th, 2007.
Now, guys, we are going to be watching this with you, okay? This is on YouTube. I'm loving this, that this is for free. And we're not, you know how that's right now on, well, it's been going on for a while now with YouTube. They give you the option, would you like to try the free trial without ads? I hate that shit, but every time I see the ad, I'm like, I'm not going to buy your product. And I just give it a finger. So, you know, I'll be sitting there in my bed, half asleep. There's a thing that comes on. I'll be watching a video, and then this little ad comes on. I just go, I'm just flipping it off. Like, I'm not going to buy your product.
15 seconds of your time you don't get back. Wasted, because you can't skip the videos half the time. You just have to watch the 15-second video about Jetstar.
And that's what is going to be the great thing about tonight, guys. Because what's the algorithm on Tom's phone? What's going to come up on his adverts? What's going to come up on mine? Okay, we're going to discuss it with you guys, and you're also going to put the actual link of this show in the bio.
I will do, yes, in the show notes, guys.
Because you did that with the most recent episode as well, too.
Yeah, that was the last time Alan's talking about the Armageddon 2000. We did a watch along from, was it last year? I think we did that show. I think it was December 2019. We watched the entire Armageddon 2000. And then I thought, you know, to celebrate 20 years of that event happening, let's just snip at that and put it up as our TVK Vault's classic. And it was a great show. I'm keen to do this one. I watched this all yesterday and it's funny. It has some great moments. And I just want to see Alan just bask in the TNA. We are wrestling. So, do you want us to give us a countdown, or should we do a promo first, Al?
Yeah, let's give a shout out to one of our other fellow podcasting brethren or sisterins.
All right, guys, here's a promo that we definitely recommend that you check out.
What's up, y'all? This is Jay from the Get Joe Podcast. We're a group of four Filipino dudes from the Chicagoland area who simply loves wrestling. With our podcast, we call things how we see it, and we do it in an entertaining fashion. We're critical of the things that we don't like. We applaud the things that we like. We have plenty of heated discussions. We have a sweaty session every week. And we make damn sure that there are a lot of get your moments in each show. If you don't know what that is, remember Dolph Ziggler? It should have been me. Man, if you don't get your wannabe telenovela actor looking ass out here, that's what get your is. You'll be leaving each show with a bunch of laughs. Follow us every week on all podcast platforms. Follow us on Twitter at Get Your Podcast. Give us a try.
Alan, are you ready on your end?
I am ready. Let's go, guys. I hope you've listened to this. You've clicked on the link. See, go to our show notes. Click on the link. We've already skipped the ad already. Have you skipped the ad already?
Yep, I'm ready. I'm on the 0-0. Yep.
I am on the 0-0 mark as well too, guys. So get ready to hit play in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And there's the app there that you can, if you would like to give the money, if you would like to pay them.
But this is on YouTube. This is TNA. Christmas, a time of joy. Who's the TNA voice guy?
I actually think he passed away a couple of years ago. Yeah, I remember seeing something on one of the news wrestling sites that he did pass away.
Shut the hell up, Santa?
Yeah. With their hardcore Christmas rock playing in the background. So we're getting a Christmas Chaos cage match.
Oh my goodness. Bottom.
We're getting a Silent Night street fight. We're getting Black Rain tonight.
Damn it, that's
yeah, we're getting Black Rain. We're getting Abyss, Shark Boy. And what was the main event, Al? Do you remember what the main event was for this show?
I didn't catch it. Sorry. What was it?
It's AJ Styles versus Kaz in a ladder match where the loser has to wear a reindeer outfit.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Jeremy Bordash and Eric Young. Who were the two ladies?
I'm not sure who the two girls are. So this is Eric Young is hosting a TNA Christmas party backstage. These are his two cousins that have also come down to join the party. We've got the butler over there. No, it's not the Dubs.
Looks like the Dubs. He's got a lemur.
Yeah, that's his cousin. Like to, yeah.
He's got okay. I like to move it. I like to.
Look, he's coming in, Al.
We couldn't find the other one. The other one belongs to WWE.
And they're calling him Bushwhacker Leo. They're not calling him Luke.
No, Eric Young was New Zealand.
But see that pose that he's doing there where he's marching behind? That actually became part of his gimmick, was to do that in the audience. And it was like leading towards them eventually having these two meet. But he was doing that in the crowd, and the crowd would join sometimes like a Pied Piper. His name was the Pied Piper of TNA, is what they used to nickname him.
Eric Young.
Yeah. Not the same Eric Young we see today, breaking people's necks with pole drivers on TNA now. We're talking this one here.
That looked like a more fun gimmick that he had when he was in NXT, I must say. And they cluster F that up when they went to SmackDown.
Well, he was originally, remember he was Super Eric, which was that superhero character that they actually teased was going to return this year. But he ended up returning back as just the single, you know, the heel that we have now on Impact Wrestling.
Was that SoCal Val?
Yeah, so she's the special ring announcer tonight. We have the steel cage already in the ring, surrounding the ring. Six sides of steel tonight as well, Al.
Wow. Reindeer ladder match.
Yeah, it's grab the reindeer ladder match. I think that's the six-man tag that we get in the middle of the show with Team 3D.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, hello.
The blueprint, Matt Morgan, Al.
Christmas cage match tonight.
I will say it's a bit of a cluster because it's actually eight people in that ring. It's a 4-on-4 in just the single cage like that.
Whoa. That's a crazy-ass match. Knockout street fight. Oh, there's that ODB.
Yep, that's her. Awesome Kong.
Yes.
Did you see Black Rain?
Yeah.
Yeah. Reindeer ladder match, L.
So it's not the cage.
They're kind of making it all decorative, and they actually stay there for the entire matchup. Matt Morgan is actually the assistant to Jim Cornette, who we know was the actual, they called, instead of saying GM, he was the general of authority figure that they had in the company. he wasn't there that night. So Matt Morgan's coming out, wishing best wishes to TNA, breaking down the match card, and thanking the fans for all their, you know, commitment that they've done throughout the year.
So Jimmy wasn't a GM, he was a GA.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
No, they didn't say general manager. It was like authority figure that they kind of used for him.
Okay.
So this is the opening matchup. This is a 4-on-4, so it's an 8-man tag team matchup, one pinfall. So our first team coming out is the Rock and Rave Infection, which is Jimmy Rave and Lance Hoyt, who we know today in AEW.
Yes.
And look what he looks like here too, with Christy Hemme in his corner.
Oh, hello. I know what I want for Christmas. Oh, my Lord.
Lance Hoyt.
No. Because I'm afraid that, because I would know he would wear me like a sock.
You ready, Al? Oh, okay. Yes.
Sorry, no.
And there's your girl, Al.
Yes. That's another one, too, I forgot to say. A couple of episodes ago, who were the three chicks? She's the other one. And she does have a blonde streak in her hair, but it was Sable's hair at SummerSlam 98.
Yeah, that she cut off her, then put to her own ponytail. Yeah. They had lot of wars, too. A lot of wars for that women's championship in the 90s.
Because she was the only active wrestler.
Yeah. Well, one of the main. Yeah, her and Ivory and Sable, really. And Luna. Probably those four.
I wouldn't even say Sable was a wrestler. Even though she was the champion. She wasn't trained properly.
So we got Robert Roode here, and that's Tracy Brooks. So actually, in real life, she's the actual wife of Kaz, Kazarian.
Ah, cool.
Yeah, they were back together around this time. But in the storyline, she was kind of distancing herself from Robert Roode here. She didn't want to be in his corner. So instead of trying to help him win matches now, she was like, I want out of this. I'm getting treated disrespectfully. And Robert Roode's major feud was against Booker T.
Yeah.
It was some idea where it was a stalker fan. A fan that was stalking Robert Roode, but I didn't even look into who it was.
Wow.
Oh, I love this, man. LAX, man. Love it.
And I'm not dissing this. I actually do like these guys.
Yeah.
You're looking at me going, Al, why are you dancing? Shut up.
I just love this original duo of Hernandez and Homicide. They just work so well. Speed and power. It's just what it is to me. It's classic.
Big dudes.
Yeah. Hernandez is still going today in TNA. He's still there. He's been doing some stuff recently. Homicide, I don't believe he's there. I actually don't know what he's actually doing. I have to have a bit of a look at that. But Hernandez left for a while and came back. So the team, again, yeah, Rock and Rave Infection, James Storm, and Robert Roode, pre-beer money, looking at the ring too. It was before they formed their partnership. Yeah.
Okay, so this is before the gimmick.
Yeah, but I think it was 09, 010, Beer Money became a team.
He's a big dude. Look at him. He's huge.
Yeah. Well, they did a storyline in TNA, Impact Wrestling, a few years ago. Look at this guy, Big Papa Pump. Where it was it was the team of, you know, Eddie Kingston, that's in AEW now. He led his own version of an LAX group in TNA. He was actually leading Homicide and Hernandez against Ortiz and Santana. They were going by LAX in TNA. So they did like LAX versus LAX with Conan there in this big storyline. So
Scott Steiner, for the, you know, like most of the people that came out though, with a couple of valets, Scott Steiner should have came out with a tiger Christmas hat on.
Come on, mate. Come on.
Yep.
He's not moving. So did you understand anything going on with what he just said then?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. The Feast of Fire briefcase was TNA's version of Money in the Bank. Mm-hmm. Instead of one case, you would have four. So one would be fired, world title shot, tag title shot, X Division title shot.
So Booker T, Scott Steiner, teaming up.
Yep, because Steiner was the face at this time. This was all pre-Main Event Mafia.
Okay. Did Booker T forget back in the day when Scott Steiner was in WCW, he would nearly kill him with a pipe?
Yeah, and nearly broke his leg with a car, so.
Okay, sure. But yeah, again, you know, Rikishi run over Stone Cold Steve Austin, but we always love to dance. When the big man comes out, we love to dance and sing with him.
Another example, you know, Hulk Hogan tried to kill The Rock, but we still cheat him at WrestleMania.
I'm going to run over his cripple ass.
Oh, man.
Can't say cripple, but he did on TV.
Yeah, attempted murder with the camera in the ambulance.
Which became an opening bit to the Raw opening.
Of the Ruthless Aggression era in 2002. Yeah,
that's right. Man, this is... Oh, wow. Okay.
What's your take, Alan, on the six-sided ring? What do you reckon about that?
I don't really get it sometimes. Maybe that's just because I'm an old schoolist. Always loved the four-sided ring. That's the only thing I knew. That's the only thing I've actually really known. The six-sided ring reminds me of a lot of the octagon, MMA.
Well, where it actually came from was Jeff Jarrett was a big fan of trying to make TNA different from the get-go. How can we make it different? I think it's CMLL actually do that in Mexico. They already had the six-sided steel, or six-sided ring. So they thought, why don't we try and bring that here to make the X division have, you know, more angles to do movesets? The difference with that, a lot of people liked it, and a lot of people didn't like it. Some of the veterans found it really hard to use the ring because of working in that format. If you had four corners, where here you have six, it's a lot harder to kind of do your placements of movesets. Even hard where the ropes were to angles. Look at that slam.
Wow. Yeah, it just, you can understand why you can, looking at the ring, and you're saying that it originally originated from Mexico. That's a lot of room to move around and do all your high spots in.
Watch this. Watch this, Al. Hernandez grabs Ray by the neck. Watch this.
Oh, my God.
Do you know much about Jimmy Ray?
No.
Yeah, he had some pretty bad news. I think it was late last month. He actually had to retire from wrestling. I think after suffering an injury, he had to get his left hand amputated. That's him, yeah, from his elbow down. He has to, his whole, I think it's looking at my notes here. I think, yeah, his left arm required amputation.
My God.
Now, he's a good talent. He wrestled a lot in Ring of Honor and things like that. Well, he did a really good Instagram and Twitter post thanking everyone, and he said, look, I just think it's best. They discovered something that was there, and for the best of my life, it's just best to get rid of it. I've still got a life to live. I've got positive things going on, and if this is what I have to give up, it has to happen. Here comes our first ad.
Oh, okay. Tell me the ad you got.
I didn't get one. What?
Oh, okay, cool. I'll just skip it then.
It was just as he was guerrilla pressing. Tanay says, we're going to throw to an ad. And I didn't get that. But when I watched this yesterday, I did.
Well, I had that come up, but I was able to skip it.
Oh, Alan.
I know. So I'm at the 1342 mark.
But I'm at 1350. So you'll catch up in a sec.
Yep.
Yeah, so this was all pre-Beer Money. I think after Tracy Brooks left Robert Roode, Beer Money was formed, but the idea of the storyline is Booker T and Bobby Roode have been feuding because Booker T only debuted, like, I think it's like 2 months earlier. And Robert Roode is this young talent thinking, wait a minute, how can you take away my spot? I've been busting my ass here in this company. You've just rocked up and you're already getting more attention than me. That's how that feud kicked in. Also, Charmel seeing the way he treats Tracy Brooks, why don't we actually have the feud there? And they end up having a few different matches. I think it was even a mixed tag where it was Booker and Charmel against Tracy and Roode.
Very nice. Cool. Booker T kicking ass and taking names.
He's looking great too.
Oh, look out. Oh, jeez. Spying on the pine. And everyone jumps in.
There comes Steiner. Look at him. He's a scary dude.
That camera's in the wrong spot.
Yeah.
Who's this guy? Who's that dude?
Now, interesting thing, you think it's a dude, it's actually a female. That was Ariel. Remember it from ECW?
Yes, yes.
That was her. That was her. This is when she...
Wait, is that over?
Yeah.
Booking with
now,
the booking.
I think there's some confusion here, because look at Hernandez and stuff. They all kind of think, like, oh, is that the end? Oh, okay, I thought there was still a bit more, and, all right, well, yeah, we'll celebrate, but I think, didn't we have a bit more, or...
Wait, was it...
Yeah, it was a three, but...
Yeah. No, was this 4-on-4?
Yes.
Okay. All right. No wonder I was confused. I thought it was 2-2-2-2.
No, it was a 4-on-4 tag match.
Yeah, thank you. I know that now. No, I just feel like a total dickhead. Oh, it's the beautiful people?
Yeah, we've got Angelica Love in the red dress, and we've got Velvet Sky in the short red skirt.
Yeah, it's nice.
They want to come and service the guests. to help Eric Young service the guests.
This is so good to have you girls who are here right now. It's so good. I'm trying not to crack a boulder right here on top of the team. Oh, could you not do that? Yeah, there's some chubby blokes over there right now if you want to go up and talk to them. That'd be a really good idea, you know?
It's exactly what you said. You said, why don't you go practice on them?
That would be a really good idea if you go talk to them. Oh, yes. Yes, please. Yes, please.
ODB, eh?
Yes. Hey, howdy, y'all. I just punched my goat in the face. No, Luke. Sorry, it's not Luke. It's
Leo. They're calling him Leo.
My name's Leo. G'day, fellas. How's it going?
I don't know where my brother is, but, you know, I'm here, though.
But you keep doing that, I'm going to get sick. That was one. Oh, who's coming? Oh dear.
Yep.
So, little white man, you're gonna satisfy me with that thing over there? Oh, yeah.
I'll try my best.
I'll try my best now. Awesome, Kong. If you put me through a table first, it might work. You would want to tell me what's going on with Leo over there? Why is he moving around so weird? So he's just inviting the TNA knockouts to come.
Well, it's more all the talent. In the end, all the talent's going to be there for the TNA celebration party. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you see in their actual promo, it shows that house blowing up that was used from Armageddon in WWE.
The end is near.
We got Santa Bubba. Look at him. Over. Look at Bubba.
Santa Bubba. Do I stop? One more time. Tom, who is it?
Oh, Santa Bubba.
Oh, I believe his name is Santa Bubba.
I'm reading up on the Wrestling Observer, and he didn't want to be called Bubba that night. He wanted to be called Santa Bubba.
Well, Santa Ray, because he can't use Bubba because that's WWE. So he had to be called Brother.
Santa Bully.
I like that.
Yeah, shut the hell up. What's Steve on doing? Just
yelling at some fans.
And who's this guy?
So this is Johnny Devine. He used to be a member of Team Canada. Now, the big thing about this feud is Team 3D were trying to delete the X Division. Yes, they didn't like it, and they wanted it out.
What the hell is the X Division?
It's a no-limit cell.
No limits. So, your mum's a whore. Thank you, Bob Ray.
So, Johnny Devine was originally against them, but then turned on the X Division to join Bubba and Devon, all right? And they stole the X Division championship from Jay Lethal, who was the champion.
Now,
there's a pay-per-view coming up in about 2.5 weeks from this event, which was a 6-man Ultimate X match for the belt, where you actually had Bully climbing up on the cable though in that matchup. Yeah, it was crazy.
So did Bubba win?
They won the matchup, yeah.
So Bubba won the X Division title.
So he didn't win the championship. He won. Okay. The team won it. I think Johnny Devine won the belt. But what they're doing tonight is kind of making fun of their upcoming opponents, Jay Lethal and the Machine Guns, who they will be facing in a couple of weeks. But we're getting that match now, though, as a 6-man tag.
Fantastic. Okay.
So here they come. Check us out. Wait a minute.
I'm scared. A bit frightened.
Oh, there's more ale.
Oh. Is that Wee Man?
No, it looks like Wee Man, though. Yeah.
And he's doing he's pointing at his hand. So these guys are imitating the Motor City Machine Guns, aren't they?
That is their melody. I think Shelley and Sabin and Jay Lethal. What do you mean? It's them.
I've seen Jay Lethal. Yeah. Friend of the show, Julian, went up and hugged him after the show. He goes, what are you doing, man? I'm all sweaty. He goes, I don't care, man.
Oh, to me, that looks like him, Al. That looks like him in the ring there.
All right. Where did the Santa chair?
Where did it come from?
Yeah, I'm scared. Why is he on his lap? Oh.
What do you want for Christmas, little fella? What do you want?
Why?
Oh, do you like the little alien on the trunks?
No, I don't like the little guy doing that face.
And did you hear what Bully says? Yeah, you like that, don't you?
Oh, God. That guy, he landed on his head when he pushed him off.
Yeah. Here's next. Here he comes. Here comes Alex Shelley. Oh, it's Alex Shelley.
Yeah, I can... No, I can't say it. What's with the hat? Did Alex Shelley wear a hat like that at that time?
I don't believe he did, so I don't know the reference.
Then what the shit, bro? When you said that it's got a bit of everything, this reminds me of TNA 1.
That's what I mean. That's why I'm saying it's a little bit of everything.
Okay. Oh, God. These little guys are taking bumps. Yeah.
All right, look at him doing the posing too. Look at him doing it all.
Yeah.
Oh, look at Devon. Come on, mate. Up you get. Come on.
Come on, mate. Jump Let's up. Go.
You're a healthy one, aren't you, son?
What would you like for Christmas? Who doesn't?
Well, this is the time that they were teasing that relationship too between Steve Carvell and Jay Lethal. Yeah.
Yeah, he made her the
Did you hear see what he did? He goes, okay, here's $5.
Yeah, she became like the Miss Elizabeth,
but yeah.
To his Black Machismo.
But then she eventually turned on him in the storyline. Yeah.
Oh, against who?
She turned on Jay Lethal to cyber Sanjay Dutt. Who was the partner of Jay Lethal, yeah.
Yes. Is this a match or is this just talk?
There will be a 6-man tag featuring Shelley, Sabin, and Lethal against these guys. Is it bad that I think I would just love a table spot right now, or is that bad?
No, I like it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it reminds me of episode 3 where Anakin walks into the Jedi Temple. Master Skywalker, there are too many of them. What are we ever going to do? Yeah, look at this. Johnny Devine's just taking his lightsaber to these little people.
Look at Bully with the belt. Look at this.
Oh, here we go.
Here they come.
We're going to save the little people. Here we go.
And I think they'll do the match right now, I believe.
How about we do it right now? Oh, he's swearing, isn't he? Oh, it's a fat joke.
Right. Look at Johnny Devine. I'm fine. I won't eat it. I'm cool.
I'm fit. I don't know these guys. Just because they're old and fat doesn't mean anything to me.
A double North Pole match. Did you get a commercial?
No.
No, I didn't get one too.
Okay, cool. I think I've got one coming up though.
I think the way it works, if you take it out, you can use it as a weapon, I believe.
If you take it out, you can use it as a weapon. Let's go back and say that one more time. If you take it out, you can use it as a weapon.
It won't hurt anything, but...
It won't hurt you. Feel like a light breeze. The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. Oh, jeez.
Oh, double stomach stomp there.
Yeah, bit of hardcore action there.
So I don't believe Johnny Devine's still wrestling. Jay Lethal's in Ring of Honor. He's a part of the Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions at the moment with Jonathan Grisham, who's the partner of Jordan Grace in TNA. Oh, yeah. Shelley and Sabin are back as the Machine Guns. They actually returned, I think it's Slammiversary, and we're feuding against Gallows and Anderson for quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And did you see the recent Impact that happened?
About to bring it up, too.
Yeah.
Bit of cool, bit of interesting, have a bit of bullet action in Impact.
Well, if you were to tell me at the start of this year that AEW and Impact would be working together, I would have been, excuse me? No. That's not happening.
Are you smoking the Chiba? What are you on about? It's actually quite cool to watch and to see what's going on. And that Impact is actually getting a bit of traction now, thanks to AEW.
Well, the great thing is, like, their Twitch channel, I think they saw, we chatted on our WhatsApp chat, their Twitch channel had, like, thousands of people on Kenny Omega's, yeah, on their debut, more than they've ever had on their Twitch stream. But, you know, Scott D'Amore, who's the main kind of, would you say, booker over there doing a lot of stuff, you know, is really close to Kenny, very close to Don Callis. Oh, so I think it's a win-win for everybody to get something from the deals, so...
Well, as you look at it, it reminds me of the old Jim Crockett days, NWA days, you know, that sort of, those old territories getting together, having wrestlers face this wrestler with a good payoff.
The only difficulty I think they have with, like, ROH, I think the Bucks and Cody really didn't leave the best when they left there with Todd Sinclair, and it isn't really something I see them, like... People are like, oh, they should bring Ring of Honor into it. And it's like, I don't think that'll happen. It's just not. Ring of Honor's trying to do their own thing, trying to partner with New Japan a bit more and do some crossover stuff. And even then, you know, Tony Khan wants to do stuff with New Japan, but that's even a, you know, if that's even going to happen. But
it's a big if.
Yeah. Oh, off the top rope there. What the? Look at Bully.
Yeah. That's a proper Santa right there. But he doesn't look like that now.
No.
He's proper fit now, too.
He's having trouble with those pants there, like Dusty style.
Yeah, this is not working for me, baby. It's got a bath call.
So did you hear that there, right? So with the two stockings, one of them says, one says Ultimate X. So if Lethal and the Machine Guns win the matchup, they have to pull out the Ultimate X. Which means the match they have at Final Resolution will be a Ultimate X. But if the one that Team 3D and Divine pull out is a glass tables match. So if they win, they get a glass tables match against them at the pay-per-view. Yeah.
I just had an ad just come on. So I'm at
I didn't get one.
Well, what the hell's going on over there, eh?
I know someone there, so.
What, from TNA or YouTube?
YouTube.
Who?
Trevor.
Hello, Trevor.
I'm doing a TNA show with my brother. Can you make sure I get no ads, but he gets them all? Yeah, cheers, bro.
Cheers, bro. I love you.
I'll tell you where I'm at.
Yeah.
29-14, 29-15.
Beautiful.
Devon just got thrown off the top rope by Shelley.
Is that referee Earl Hebner?
Yes, it is, Earl. Wow. Wait a minute.
That's the little person. Oh, Bubba, pussy. he covered his nutsack. What was he afraid that he was going to get punctured by one of those? Johnny Devine's still wearing that elf garb. He's reeling into his character.
With the tightest shorts on, yeah.
Johnny Devine looks like a very young Barry Windham with that hair.
Yeah, he does. He was a pretty good talent. Like, you know, again, this is when Team Canada had, you know, Petey Williams, Eric Young, Robert Roode, A1. And, yeah, he was mainly brought in when they were doing the World Cup or World X Cup, which was like countries competing in matches to win a trophy. Oh!
Hey, did anyone else think that Devon was going to tombstone that guy? Or was that just me? You wouldn't have hit the mat. I mean,
love these kicks, man. I love the way the Machine Guns work. Just in perfect sync. One of my favorite TNA tag teams.
Oh, yeah, they're unbelievable. Oh, yeah. Where's he going?
Up.
Earl Hebner's got no control of this.
He's touching the earpiece. See, touching the earpiece? Yeah. Huh? Moving on. What's the ending?
He's doing nothing. He's the worst referee.
So that means at Final Resolution, we're not getting a glass tables match. God damn it.
Yeah. No, we don't need that. We don't need glass does not need to be in a wrestling ring.
Well, with that said, we do get glass tonight.
So, okay. Yeah. I'd just love it if that was like one day, next year for Christmas. Yeah, you open up a Christmas. Oh, wow, dancing. Is that Oh, they're singing. Santa Claus is coming down. You need to move.
Down they go. Do you remember her name in WWE when she was there?
Karma.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember because she got pregnant, didn't she?
Look who's coming in, Al.
Well, it looks like Santa. It's Kevin Nash. It's 7 foot Sting. That's an old one, guys. To a
look at last year. Look at that. You can see that. Wait a minute. Wait.
Yes. How old are you? And how old are you? That's fine with me, man. What? Hey, do you want to come in and come in, Kevin? Just look at all the beautiful women we've got here. Oh, ODB calling the beautiful people the sluts.
Yeah, no, they didn't censor that.
Well, sluts is not really a rude word. You know? No slut shaming here.
It is in my house.
Who are you calling a slut?
I'm just saying it's a bad word.
Sometimes I like to say it to my wife, but under my breath.
I say it to myself when I do my hair. Look at you, you dirty.
Look at you, you slut. What? Oh,
ew, the TNA World Heavyweight Champion Kurt Angle and Karen Angle.
Did Jeff buy her those?
Did you hear what he said? Would you like me to service you, Kurt? And he goes, service me? What do you mean?
With my mouth, that's what I'm talking about here. I don't really want to service any of the men or the women here, but I would rather do that to you, Kurt, because you're an Olympian.
It's interesting because it was around this time that I think they were about to divorce, actually, in a couple of months, looking at this time period.
Yeah, my next question was, did Jeff Jarrett buy her those?
No.
I don't want to answer it, Al. No.
It's all natural, Al.
No, it's not. No, they're not. Those bubbles right there were not.
Oh, I thought you meant her smile, her teeth. Sorry, yeah. Sorry.
Teeth. Who's looking at her teeth? Now, I just had another commercial. This is bullshit.
What?
Yeah, that's four now.
I've had none.
What? Okay, what are you on?
I am at 34:21.
Are you kidding me? I'm about 20 seconds behind.
So we're only 30 minutes into the show. You've had four ads. You've had like an ad every 6 minutes or so.
I'm on YouTube a lot, guys. Is this ODB?
Yep, so this is our women's matchup on the card tonight. I didn't hear what it is, but I think it's like Santa's workshop matchup or something like that.
So they actually have to go inside the ring. There's an actual like platform, and they have to actually build a toy train and give it to the child.
I wouldn't be surprised, Al.
I don't think it is. I don't.
Is it just me, or they love those low camera angles in TNA?
Yeah, this... I've noticed that a lot with when the men come out, it's a lot of like high shots.
Yeah.
But with the women, it's like, man, let's make them look like giants. It reminds me, it's who's ever doing the filming, the recording, has done porn before.
Go right, go low, yep.
They do the little action shot and they go, wait. She's a zombie chick?
No, very similar. We did have Roxy. I think she might be Rosemary, though. Okay. Let me have a look. Rosemary is kind of like this character, but black face paint. But we had her on our last TNA show when we did Turning Point in that tag, which we had the shaved head. Yeah. I might have a look, actually, because I think Roxy might actually be Rosemary from TNA currently.
Yeah, yes.
She's back again, Al.
Not showing off a lot. Everyone else is showing off. She's not.
Oh, guys, if you could see how disappointed Alan looks from my camera. It's like, come on.
I want to go back to the Royal Rumble 2000.
Or Fully Loaded 98 with the King.
Yes, please.
Yes, or you say, or to lovely England with capital carnage.
Man, we've been talking about doing that one for such a long time.
We have, then, man. Yeah.
I want to do the Daily Motion video of that. I don't want to watch that. I don't want to watch that on the network. Oh, so there is. Hang on, is that? Oh, I've forgotten. What's my name again?
Oh, yeah, Alan.
Ham. Christmas ham.
Now, looking at my notes, Roxy is not the same as Rosemary, but looks very similar. But not, they're not the same person.
Huh?
We get Tracy again now. She was actually a pretty good wrestler. She's retired now from the ring, doesn't do anything with AEW, but I think her and Kaz have been together for quite a while now.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Alan's enjoying the Christmas cheer.
I'm enjoying the Christmas and camera angles.
She actually did pose in Playboy, though. I will say that.
What's that?
Yeah.
Baking powder?
Google. Where's Google?
I can't Google because if I jump out of this on my iPad, I'm currently on. I won't be able to watch the show, and I'm also recording off my phone, so I can't touch any technology whatsoever.
You might get an ad as well, so just.
Hang on. Yeah, I've got one coming up. I've got.
Have you?
Yeah.
Do you have that little yellow dot telling you when they're coming up? I don't have it on my laptop. I'm using my laptop. I don't have that popping up on mine.
I love you, Trevor.
That's referee.
Trevor. Referee is Slick Johnson in the ring.
I think it is Mr. Slicky. Yep, that is him.
Don't call him that.
What?
That's Mr. Slicky.
Sounds like a creepy uncle.
Oh, man.
Is that one creepy uncle at every Christmas party? Hey, it's Uncle. Hang on. They call me. I'm a referee. When? Wicked.
Good Lord.
Uncle Slicky. Oh.
Jesus, El. I was, what? Let me think of the time. Like, I was 21 when this was all. Don't, El. Come on, just once.
Yeah. And, oh, she dropped something.
Where's the mistletoe?
Why are we showing Joe? I don't. I love Joe. Fantastic wrestler. Like what you did. Now, they're going to do it here, aren't they?
Yeah, but Joe's still there. So Angelica goes first. Alan.
I have a cold. It's...
Look at the camera angles, the twisting camera angle shot. Oh,
Johnson's like, I love my shorts. Oh, I've just got another ad.
I didn't get an ad. I got the fade away, but I didn't get an ad.
I got the new Call of Duty.
Oh, yes.
Warzone. Actually, I'm just going to skip it, but... All right. What are you?
39.55. 39.56. With Gail Kim coming down the rampway.
Yes. Best wrestler in the world right here.
Well, she's a great talent. Really underutilized in, in WWE.
So it's a six-person tag?
Or... No, it's everyone for themselves. First pinfall.
And what's in the toy box?
Well, there'll be some stuffed toys, huh?
Toys, huh? Oh, God.
Now, the main, I would say, the biggest story in this matchup is these two, is Gail Kim and Awesome Kong. At the upcoming Final Resolution, which took place in January, about 2 weeks later, they faced off in a no DQ match for the Women's Knockouts Championship.
Is Gail Kim still going today?
No, retired.
Okay.
Yeah. She was inducted into the Hall of Fame in TNA last year, I think, or the year before, came back for one match against Tessa Blanchard, and then, yeah, fully stopped.
Chrissy Hemming with a Scorpion Death Drop.
Yeah. Jesus, oh, Jackie. Holy.
Oh, my God.
Kicked her head off.
It's awesome. My hands in my pocket.
Look at your screen shaking.
Yeah, that's that guy jerking off. This is awesome.
Look, what's he doing? Doing a bit of shake a leg there. Look.
being Cooper accent.
Luis Perez Canet. Oh, yep. Oh, all right.
Slick Jones was like, no, I'll watch. Oh, Angelina was in the box.
Oh, she was stuck in the box. That's why it was upside. Ah, okay. Yep.
Ah. What? Oh. Some heavy. Oh, wow. It's just strength.
And I also think, too, this is also before Velvet Sky and Brother Ray were together. But it would have started around probably this time period. Angelica Love is with Davey Richards. He's a wrestler that's, I think, retired now, but he was part of the Wolves tag team. Really good tag team.
On the bottom. Oh, the Wolves were like a biker gang?
No, the Wolves were like, I would say, a new version of the Dynamite Kid. Like, very similar style. Cool. They were called the American Wolves when they were in Ring of Honor, but they were the Wolves in TNA. It was Davey Richards and Eddie Edwards. But Eddie Edwards is kind of like a Tommy Dreamer style character they've got now, where he's kind of hardcore Singapore Canes. Nice. But wasn't when he was doing the Wolves team.
Yeah, keep going. Keep going.
No, I was just looking, like, I think Angelique is retired. Wow. Kong's retired. Tracy Brooks is. Nearly everyone's retired in this ring when I have a look now. So,
And also Kong walked past the Christmas tree. I really wanted her to pick it up. And just comes in and just starts swinging at everybody. Just clobbers everyone with a Christmas tree.
Look at that. Does nothing with the double clothesline. Boom. And look at Slick Johnson. He's even selling it too, gripping his chest.
Gripping his chest. Was he just like rubbing
his nipples? Gripping his bosoms. I don't know.
Grabbing them titties.
Yes.
Just rubbing them very hard.
What though? She's got the.
She's got the sack. What's in there?
No, that was a stuffed toy. It was a teddy bear.
It's a monkey.
Oh.
I thought it was one of those little people again. Oh my god!
Shit. Yep.
One, two, and.
Awesome bomb, and it's over.
It's pretty awesome.
I like wrestling, mate. This is great pick, Tom. I love this show.
Yeah, I love this on YouTube because it's free.
Oh, she's back. Here comes Gail Kim with the chair.
Yeah, get her. Get her.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yep. Okay, maybe not. Thank you. Oh, and my Tanae.
Whoa. Look at that.
Oh, wow. Cool.
See her with the back of her heel. Oh, no.
Okay. Easy now.
Oh, my God. I will say, if I would recommend a matchup between these two, watch their No DQ matchup. Oh. Great matchup.
She took an unprotected chair shot at Bubba Ray before. Didn't want to get spiked in the dick by a little person with a hat. Okay, guys, easy up. Easy. I mean, yes, is that a guy or a girl with the?
Nah, that looks. I think it looks like one female security guard and all the rest are dudes.
Yeah, okay. Easy now. We all know that you train wrestlers and shit.
Awesome. You're waiting for it to break. Here we go. Just waiting for it to break free. Here we go.
I want Awesome Kong to powerbomb one of the guys through the box.
Do it.
Do it.
This big dude, just stop now, all right? Just stop.
Oh, no, that's a guy hugging Gail Kim, trying to stop her.
Oh, it is a dude. Nice hair, though. Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh.
All right, you all right? Dropping shit over there?
Yeah, my phone just fell.
All right, then. Oh, there's that ringing of the bell.
Oh, we got Chris Harris, L.
Cowboy Chris Harris. Rock up to WWE and be chubby.
What did I say in that joke? He was Wildcat Chris Harris, and he came to WWE as Garfield. So
he came to Garfield, yeah.
Yeah.
Ate too much lasagna, hated Mondays.
Yeah. Well, I think with this storyline, he had returned a few months earlier as a face, because he wasn't with James Storm anymore. He was doing his own thing. So he was a face in this time period. But I think they were teasing a potential heel turn towards the end of the year.
Oh, there's Leo in the back. I haven't been on camera in a while, mate. Can I get on? Yeah, you can get on if you want to. He really wants Santa to think that it's coming in, but it's...
It's your mates, Al.
Yeah.
I'm saying double here. I'm saying two Shelleys and two Sabins and...
All right, calm down. Get off the couch. Stop jumping.
Do a flip.
Through the table, over the candy. I'm seeing four Krusties here.
Look at the size of the little dude next to Matt Morgan. It's like, what?
Oh, look at these guys. These guys have some... Sanjay Dutt.
Yeah.
You need to put money in there.
He said, fill it up so we can protect the rainforest.
Oh, they rocked up together. She's got the mistletoe too.
Here we go. Look.
Talking about right here. Oh, damn. Sanjay Dunn. You're naughty, naughty. I have another ad.
Did you have an ad again? I didn't get an ad.
I have a Coca-Cola ad.
What are you up to now? 6, 7?
I think we're up to 7 now, guys. This is bullshit. Give me your time.
We are at 48:05 with Samoa Joe getting interviewed. 48:07 now.
Come on.
It must be with using tablets. Because I'm using a laptop and I've got no little dots telling me when they're coming up. I've got nothing.
But it definitely has the ads versus they've been coming up have been a lot of gaming ones. And just having a Santa Coke Zero ad. Even though I'm not even drinking these type of things tonight.
But they're listening to you. They must hear you say that you want Coke Zero, Al.
Drink Coke. Drink Coke now. Algorithm.
Subliminal advertising.
Do it now. So you've had no advert whatsoever.
No ad whatsoever. I'm watching this on my laptop tonight and I've got nothing.
And you have not paid for the free trial, have you?
Nope.
It's bullshit. What's going on here? Why is he saying that? What's she going to do? You're going to go to a clear chair or something?
So what they're really pushing is Samoa Joe wants the championship. He feels that Jim Cornette's not giving him the opportunity he wants. How do I do it? I have to go through Matt Morgan to get it. So he's saying, tell Matt Morgan I'm coming to the party. And I'll make sure it's a really good night for everybody. Oh, here we go, guys.
We get into bloodbath.
Yeah, this is a really good matchup. It's actually a four-way matchup. So we've got Relic. Have you heard of Relic before?
No.
So Relic, you won't see him when he comes out. You won't know who he is. It's actually Johnny the Bull Stambouli from WCW and WWE. He is Relic.
And the brand.
Which you actually think Relic, spelt the right way, is actually Killer backwards.
I know. Yes, baby.
You've also got Shark Boy, who's actually coming into this match suffering a few injuries. His legs wrapped up. He's got a neck brace on because he was attacked by Black Rain and Relic recently.
So, okay, cool.
We have, Black Rain, who we know as Dustin Rhodes and also Goldust in the WWE. The fella you're seeing on screen now is a guy called Judas Macias. He was a talent, I think he was in Lucha Underground and MCLL.
Oh my God. He was
brought in by James Mitchell to take Abyss out.
Has Judas been in something else? I think I've seen him before.
You probably think maybe Lucha Underground and some stuff there, but I'm not sure about it. He was never in WWE or anything like that.
Okay.
So this is Johnny the Bull El.
No idea.
Yeah.
Very cool.
From the depths of hell.
And the brand.
He's a really good talent. Like, I know, I think we talked about him before on the show where he was like one of those guys that had some high hopes for. And I think a few injuries have hindered that process. This Relic gimmick only went for a few months, didn't eventually go to anything with a championship or a tag title reign.
Barbed wire Christmas tree.
Yep. Here he comes.
Do your shark ball.
Hey, I'm doing it.
Don't do that. Don't do the heavy... What the hell's wrong with you?
I shouldn't have cupped my hand as I've done it too, so...
See, it's for cock.
It's for Christian.
Who's Christian?
Christian Gage. Oh, yeah, two
That's men, Christian yeah. Gage. I hate that I'm doing something. That's it.
But it looks weird, though, if you do the C like that and then shake your hands like this. Looks a bit weird, so.
I'll break it down. Oh, look.
Here he comes. Look at this guy. He's your mate. It's Black Rain.
Cool. How about last week on AEW with the Black Order trying to get
It's interesting.
Trying to get Dustin Rhodes to come over, and you could be Seven, and they were going to call him Seven,
yeah.
And everyone was like, "Oh, that's a callback to WCW."
You got me out there with this stupid shit on.
With that stupid shit on, with the dumb hat. I'm gonna Jeff Jarrett. I'm gonna make your life a living hell.
So it's called Silent Night, Bloody Night. Is this match? It's all weapons go, no holds barred, pinfall in the ring, but all weapons are available from chains to tacks to glass to barbed wire. Anything you want, it's all there for you, El.
For your viewing pleasure.
And did you see what Black Rain was bringing down to the ring with him when he walked down to the ring?
What was it, like a rat or something?
Yeah, he likes the rat, but he would take it out of the cage and place it onto his opponents, kind of like Jake the Snake could do with the snake.
No thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, God. He's so chubby. Oh, my God.
And when you look at Relic, you know who I see? Who? The Great Muter.
He just did the spray like the Great Muta.
He's got a freaking golf club. He's got a golf club here.
He's got a sword. Is that a sword? That's a golf club. What is that? Why is Sharkboy there? What did he do wrong?
He had been assaulted by Black Rain and Relic in the feud.
I would just go, nah, I'm not coming in. Nah, I want to have spend Christmas time with my kids. I like that he has a bandage on his spin. Something for everyone, guys. That's what TNA is all about.
It's all connected, El. It all runs together like Luchasaurus, El.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Look at that tree just swinging. It's actually hanging from the roof. Look, it's actually not sitting on the mat. It's hanging.
Oh my God. I can't really. Dustin Rhodes is huge here.
Yeah.
He is so plus size.
He had a match, I think, against Kaz in a couple of weeks at Final Resolution, and a lot of his makeup comes off during that match. And by the end of the match, you can just see how puffy he was. He had the biggest cheeks, the biggest face. Like, he just wasn't his best time.
Well, this was 13 years ago, and Dustin Rhodes looks amazing now.
Mm. Yeah. Well, let's have a look at actually how old he is. Let me load up my notes here. So Black Rain, so Dustin Rhodes is 51.
I'm just having another ad. I can't skip this ad now.
What is it?
It's Forex Gold.
Yeah. Bit of Queensland.
Bit of Queenslander.
Would you like a time check, Al?
Yeah, that should be a shirt from now on that you should make. Time check, Al.
Sorry, where are we at?
Yeah. What's going on? What ad did you get?
I'm at 55. So you've got Father James Mitchell on the rampway, and then you've got Black Rain, some big punches.
Yes.
So you think, so this was, 13 years ago. He's 51 now. So he would have been in his late 30s at this time period.
Well, it looks amazing today.
Oh, my God. Shark Boy just got tossed into the Christmas tree. Look at them find each other now. God.
You killed Kenny. Ooh. Yeah, when he had that match against Cody Rhodes and that most recent match on AEW Dynamite.
Mm. No, he's a very good talent. Like, I would love to even do a watch-along to against Double or Nothing, that matchup between Cody and Dustin. Because we've actually done that. We did Stardust versus Goldust when we did Fastlane earlier this year.
Yes. I don't like wrestling. Bloody suck. Get over it.
Well, here we go. There's a breakdown of communication here.
I think they're communicating. It's just a breakdown of who's...
So did you see that Black Rain acts like Goldust at times? Like he jolts and stuff like that as Goldust would do?
Yeah, what's going on there?
The box cell. What's there, Al?
Oh, Negan style.
Yep, a barbed-wired baseball bat. Look at these gut shots. Back.
Oh, yeah, and Killer doesn't have... I mean,
Relic.
Oh, my God. Relic is... he doesn't have any protection.
What's in the bag? What's in the bag today?
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, it's a black bag. Oh, yeah, we all know what's in there.
Come on, Christmas decorations, come on.
Glitter.
Glitter.
Lego.
Oh, shit, yeah. The old Jeez. Bag of tax cell.
No, no need for this. Please don't do it. And what's in there? Oh, God. A hockey stick?
Yeah. Now, this is something Abyss started bringing in around this time period. What goes well with tax? A little bit of glass.
No.
Yep.
No. Oh, my God, he's going to choke slam him.
Shark boy on top?
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I'm watching. Oh, okay. You're right.
That tree? Oh no! Oh, okay.
Oh, phew. In the tree? No.
Oh wait, here we go. Look at this hill. Swing batter. Oh.
Dead. If that went into Relic, that would have ripped his nipples off.
Yep. Don't pull. Don't.
Don't.
Choke slam there on Black Rain. James Mitchell's distracting the referee.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, it's Sting.
It's Sting!
Look at that.
Oh.
Watch this, Al. Watch this. Look at this. Oh, under the tax, man.
Oh, my God. That got him in the forehead.
Yeah, and that's exposed on his actual... His eye on his forehead is actually exposed.
Did Junius Macias get any tax on him?
I think he did on his shoulder. And then you got a jackhammer there by Relic and gets the win over Shark Boy.
Relic was... Oh, my God.
Well, this was eventually leading to the Judas Messias Abyss match at Final Resolution, where they went one-on-one. The feud continued, and they ended up having a match called Barbed Wired Massacre, which was replacing the ring ropes with barbed wire.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, it was only the second time they had done that. The first one was Abyss and Sabu.
Everyone just like, no, Joe's here, no thank you. Everyone leave.
Look at Alex in the back there. Look at Shelly.
Am I in the shop? Can you see me?
He's holding the face too the whole time. Look.
I've got to stay in character, you know.
That's he's touching the do. Spikes on. He's touching the spikes on the hat.
Sanjay Jones is definitely in character. Samoa Joe is so thin here.
And he always wore that necklace he's got on. All of his matches, he always had that beaded necklace.
Can't he wrestle anymore?
To be honest, I think he's got reoccurring injuries. Yeah. I don't think he's been cleared. And again, he's good on the stick. You know, he can sell matches well and... Kind of feels like Taz a little bit. You know, he's like a Taz version of had a good career, done some really good things. Injuries are there. How else can we use your skills? And eventually I would like to see him return, but I don't think we're going to see that.
Yeah, you're totally right. But it's just a bloody shame because he's a fantastic wrestler.
Yeah.
Oh, easy. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Oh.
And he would eventually win the championship. He would eventually go on to win the title in April next year. I didn't get an Arrogance.
Smirnoff, the new low-carb, no-sugar drink. I can't skip it now either, too.
Have you been drinking vodka recently?
I haven't had a drink in nearly 6 months. And I have one drink tonight, and now they're listening. What the shit?
Your can's empty, is it? You want some vodka? Yeah, here's an ad.
All right, I'm going to ask it again.
102.22. We got Eric Young and Jeremy Border sitting down with the trash room, disappointed of how the night's gone, because all he wanted to do was bring Santa to TNA, and it's not happening.
Oh, well. Is Bordash drunk?
He's drinking that eggnog.
Oh, it looks like a martini, it does.
Just a side note, with your screen, how many dots have you got left of ads? Seven?
He's here. Hey, I've got three, but it could be seven. But I think
We've got 22 minutes left, and you've still got three ads to go. Alan.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get a perfect pin.
Not going to happen. He must grab the costume.
It's just a weird thing. Like, these guys are really good talents, and they're having a grab the reindeer ladder match.
We should, when we put this show up on our Twitter, we should tag AJ Styles and say, "Hey AJ, do you remember doing this, boy?"
And write "boy."
Yeah.
Blocked. Damn it.
Yeah. What did we get blocked for? I'm surprised we didn't tag him when we did the most recent TNA show we did a few months back.
Yeah, Turning Point.
We talked about the flat Earth. And the flat Earth. And he's standing there after he lost the match going, "I can't believe it. The world is flat." It's not.
Hello,
Frank, it's Cesarian. Hello there, boy.
Very good talent. I do feel he's a little bit underutilized, I feel, at AEW sometimes. And yeah.
Oh, look, another ad.
No, I got a fade to black, but I didn't get an ad.
Well, I got an ad, and it's an Amazon. And it's a show.
Oh, is it The Stand?
No, it's an ad. I think it is.
Yeah, I got an ad for The Stand earlier today. I was going to check that out on Amazon.
Based on the books by Stephen King. Okay, I'm going to skip. And time cue, please.
I am at 104.57, 104.58. Kaz and AJ are outside the ring.
Jesus Christ.
It's okay, bro. You got two more to go. You're right.
That was in the wrong spot.
I don't know, bro.
Again, I think it's on mobile. It's all right. It's good fun. It's good. When you go back and listen to this, you're going to have a good old-fashioned shit giggle.
Do you know why it is?
Oh, go on. Here we go.
It's TNA.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's karma because you're very mean to me.
Well, camera guy fell then. Yep.
Are you listening?
Yeah, I don't think you're mean to me. You're providing comedy banter for our listeners.
That's bullshit, shit stain. You know that this is karma towards me because I give you a lot of shit. What are you doing?
That's me smiling, knowing that this is happening.
I like when you're soft as shithead.
Feels good, doesn't it, hey? Feels good, hey?
Hey, welcome to my goddamn world. Huh? You know what it's like to be a fucking loser.
Oh, easy. How dare you say that? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Yep. That was from Inside Out. Holy crap. Kaz with a suplex.
And that looked like Kaz struggled a bit.
I don't think AJ jumped. Like, he didn't jump up to take the move.
No. You're coming with me. Let's go. I don't want to. You are.
I will say there was a match that Kaz did in TNA, another ladder match against Christian Cage. It was a number one contenders matchup, great matchup between the two, because Christian was awesome. Like, he knows his ladder matches. Kaz and Christian, I think it was Sacrifice 1 year, but great matchup.
The costume is just a reindeer hat head. Where's the rest?
The rest is there. It's SoCal Val has the rest of the suit.
The head.
Yeah, because they're not going to hang the whole suit up there.
Why not? Just put the whole thing up there, guys. Put it up on a clothes hanger. That's like when you put your clothes up. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Look at that. Brilliant.
What a thing of beauty.
Backflip off the ladder. Inverted reverse DDT. Awesome.
How old was AJ to hear?
Let's have a look. So, AJ, because he's in his late 40s now, isn't he? No, he's 43 now. So, this was what, how many years ago? 13 years?
Mm-hmm.
So, he would have been, what, 30?
Nice.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And I didn't tell you, too, when you saw him come into the ring, he had the TNA Tag Team Championship.
Who's your tag team?
Tomko.
Oh, Tyson Tomko.
Yeah, so going into this storyline, originally Tomko, Christian, and AJ were a team, teaming mm-hmm. together, right? But there was a bit of a breakdown in communication between Christian, AJ, and Tomko. There was friction going on between the two. Where eventually, at the next pay-per-view, it was Christian Cage versus Kurt Angle for the championship. And it was like, AJ, make a choice. Tomko, make a choice. Are you on Christian's side or are you going to be on Kurt's side? Because mm-hmm. there's friction going on between the two. So,
Northern Light suplex. No, blocked.
No.
Oh, my God, no.
Look at this. No. Watch this, Al. And also, too, these guys had lots of matches in the early NWA TNA over the X Division Championship.
Wow. Oh, Bailey kick.
Beautiful.
Very cool.
Let's have a look how old Kaz is, because I actually haven't looked at Kaz's age. I would say he's probably the same age, I reckon.
Yeah. Commercial.
So Kaz is 43 now, so he was 30 as well. So they're both 30 years old doing this matchup.
Raid Shadow Legends. And skip. I can't skip it. There we go. Hey, Al, what's it like suffering?
Look at the face. This is the best Christmas present ever.
I don't need anything more for Santa. I had the best podcasting with my brother the other night. He got 15 ads.
He got 15 ads in an hour and 24 minutes.
On a free show.
Oh. Hey, tell me when you're ready.
No, I think I'm up to... where are we?
I'm Give at 1 hour, 10:20.
Oh, God damn it.
You just missed a really bad fall that could have been even worse if AJ didn't hit that rope.
Oh.
1:10:29, Al.
Yep, thank you.
I will say there's a few spots in this matchup where it's like they weren't prepared to take that move. Like, oh, shit, are we doing that? Oh, I'm not ready yet. Like, there's a hesitation around using the ladder. Like, I'm not going to go on it flat. I'm going to turn a bit, which makes it more worse to get injured. Yeah, it looked very rough. I would say that's my word for this match. It's a very rough match.
What's going to happen here? What are they doing here?
Well, he used to do a Spanish fly.
Oh, my God, he's going to do it. No, he blocked it. Thank God.
Yeah, Spanish fly was one of his key moves. Styles Clash, L. Look out.
I am.
Oh, this is bad. Watch AJ's leg, L. Watch this. It's his left leg. Watch this, L.
Oh,
yep. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was his ass.
Yeah.
You got like, yeah, that's the back of that's the thigh underneath.
But you see that he just didn't take a normal backdrop? Why did he move? Like, why wouldn't we watch the replay? Like, he fell, he didn't even land straight on it. He landed on half the ladder. Like, very rough. Like, slow it down, guys. We got Rudy Powell as the referee.
Yes.
You must go up there and get the reindeer head. And then you must go put it on your opponent.
And put and on talking, the talking about Impact, like, this was actually the only program that they did that week. There was a small show called Explosion, which was just a one-hour, like, main event. But this was on, I think it was Thursday night. This was a special Thursday night show. But this was on Tuesdays, I believe.
Oh, my God.
Look at this, L. But see how rough that is?
Yeah.
That was a hip toss from the top to the bottom. And it's like they... yeah. Brutal. AJ could have broken his legs, even landing.
Kurt Angle. Who's it?
Well, again, this is teasing that relationship. You know, Tomko's with Christian Cage. AJ's also with Christian, but he's also befriending Kurt. So he's trying to help him. Come on, AJ, get up there and do it. Just concentrate. Don't worry about me. Just pull it down.
Shit,
yeah. Yep, another one. Imagine if he buggered that landing. Look at that.
He could have, like, done some serious damage on the...
Well, he would have hit the buckle when they flipped over. Yeah.
Yes, I was going to say the metal bit. Is Kaz going to get it?
He's got it, I believe. That's
yes,
it.
He does. Oh. So now AJ needs to dress up as a reindeer.
Yep. So they'll get the rest of the suit now. And we'll get AJ dressed up, and he has to just stand there and just cop it. Yeah.
So now AJ needs to dress up as a reindeer.
Yep. So they'll get the rest of the suit now. And we'll get AJ dressed up, and he has to just stand there and just cop it. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, what they're talking, they had a match called the Turkey Bowl. And AJ also lost that. And he had to wear a turkey suit after losing it. And now he loses again. So the Turkey Bowl was in November, and now he's lost again here.
Okay. Well, good on him. Slick Johnson wearing his shorts.
Uncle Slicky.
Look, is that a thing now, is it? Uncle Slicky now?
Well, and he fell over.
Oh, okay.
Help
him up. Help him up, guys.
Now, I will say something funny here. Watch Earl Hebner, right? Just keep your eye on how pissed off Earl gets with this whole thing.
Yeah, what the goddamn thing?
Yeah, see? Just put...
Where do you think you're going?
Look
you
at Earl.
You need to put the goddamn thing on. Pulls out a clock. Puts it in the curtain. Yeah. Puts it at him. Put it on, boy.
Oh, put look it at on. Him. Look at Earl just getting so angry.
I'm the senior referee. Not that slick Uncle Slicky over there. You.
And then the blonde referee is Shane Sewell, who actually refereed Sean Daivari matchup at Turning Point. He was the one that was a referee that would go on to become a wrestler and actually feud against Daivari when he was there in 2008. Look at this. Look at Earl. Just put the friggin' suit on.
Put it on, you little bitch. Start swearing at him.
Oh, AJ.
Put it on. What's Kurt Angle going to do? Olympic slam the referees or something?
You're just going to tell him. Come on, AJ, let's just do it.
Tell Kurt to put it on. Put it on, Kurt. Tell him. Put it on. What do you want?
See? You have to do it. You lost, man. Come on.
Fair is fair. I mean, it could. It's just a reindeer costume. It's not like he's like putting on something like something extremely embarrassing. You know?
Well, he doesn't have to walk around like a reindeer, like pup play. He doesn't have to do that. So.
Okay, what? I didn't ask that.
What?
I didn't ask that. It's not like he doesn't have to put like a dick costume on.
Google Pup Play, everybody. Google Pup Play.
Don't, guys, don't do that, okay? What's it?
You'll have a barking good time. That's all I'll say, right?
Oh, my God.
Oh, now, here we go. Now, watch Earl. Watch Earl.
Earl, him that just took a bump then.
Watch Earl.
You son of a bitch. You put it on now.
You know what? I'm not selling your shirt no more. I'm not...
I had a van. Dave and I.
There you go. It's on now. Look.
This is a comedy spot for the family to watch. We had the tiny people, and now we have man dressed as reindeer. TNA, we are wrestling.
Oh, my Lord.
And we had the violence in a match with all the glass and thumbtacks. And we had the ladies come out showing their bottoms. And now we have grown-ass man, age 30, dressed as reindeer. Talking to man in 1996 won an Olympic gold medal with a broken friggin' neck. I love you.
I got this mistletoe right here.
Right, so cow valve. Give me that now. I am not a reindeer.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
1,000 times he has to say it. Look at AJ. Fine, I'll go then.
We got the sleigh bells ringing there. Ding, 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 ding.
What the hell? Kurt re-zips it back up and then AJ starts scratching his tail and Kurt goes, what the? Just stares at him all confused. Like, what are we doing? Okay.
What are you doing? And we've got like another, what, few more minutes to go?
We still have 8 minutes.
Look.
He's here.
Wait, don't. Don't tell me that.
I'm just going to give you a thumbs up, Al.
No.
You got to send them home happy, Al. It's Santa, come on. What do you think's going to happen? You're going to get hurt. Why would Kurt hurt you, Al?
It's Santa Claus. This is the gift I found the other night, wasn't it?
Yes.
Oh, no, it is.
Look, he's given out presents, he's given out gifts, and all the fans, oh, Santa, we love you.
Yeah, have this. This is from Earl Hebner's van out the back.
Oh,
he's not making the profit out of it. This is wrestling.
Look at him. He's here. I love you, Santa. And just talking about Santa, we've done our Santa photos. Have you had done yours this year with your family?
No, we didn't do it this year. My son did. He had a photo with Santa and Santa alone with the mask on and the 1.5. My family and I, we didn't, no.
Yeah. What do you think of the whole distancing thing? How'd the photo come out? Because mine looks really weird with my kids. It's like my kids and then Santa over here.
Mine was fine. My kid looked really happy meeting him. Me, again, like I said, my partner and I didn't do the photo. So. Whoa, and there are kids in the... You can't say that, man. There are kids in the crowd.
Oh, yeah, but he's there, though. Well, he's really there.
There's a child up to...
Yeah. I will say, watch the camera cuts to the crowd. A lot of crowd shots here. A lot of kid reactions as well. What's your take on the belt? Do you like the TNA title?
Okay. Looks like something out of New Japan.
Yeah, because they don't have that belt anymore. They have the Impact Wrestling belt, which I really don't like. I really like this version that they had.
I never got a present from you, Santa Claus.
He's a scary dude. Like, when Kurt looks at you like that, like, he's a scary guy. He's that real wrestler mentality. I had to cut weight. I've sweat all day. I'm nearly going to die. When I get in, I'm going to kill you. I can kill you, and I will.
I'm going to rip off your arm and shove it up your ass with a broken friggin' neck. Maybe it's not a good idea, Kurt. Maybe you shouldn't beat up on him so much, okay? Can you not do that, please?
Can you give me an Eric Young? What it sounds like?
Say that again.
Eric Young. Let's hear your Eric Young.
Eric Young's voice. Okay, yeah. Kurt, that's what we're going to do.
That's good enough. I'll give you that one. You actually did all right then.
Yeah, I in my mind, I was really panicking that this was going to be shit. But it's good that it came out well. So. Well,
that's what I've been. I've been doing it all night. I don't know if you've reacted to it, but you were just like, mm-hmm.
What were you asking me to do his voice?
Yeah, because I've been doing Eric Young's voice. I was just wondering if you, and you actually did it right then.
Yeah. Well, I try. I was told by my kids the other day, I was trying to do a couple of cartoon voices, and they said, just don't do it. It's usually, who is that? And I'm like, oh, it's just the show.
Oh, my God.
That's a, and he clotheslines him. Yep. Now, watch the camera cuts to the crowd.
Oh, hello. Oh, look at the crossed arms.
Yeah. Look. She's fully crying, Al.
Yeah.
Ankle lock on Santa Claus, and he's tapping out.
What was he in the box?
Well, things look cool coming out of a box, Al. That's what they say in the old days.
Ew. What the hell?
Down with the belt.
Do you hear what this type of shit that comes out of your face when you say that?
What did I say?
Some cool stuff comes out of a box, Al.
No, they used to say back in the 80s and stuff like that with wrestling, if you had a present there or something hidden, it always looks cool when something comes out of there. For example, Sting, when he was in WWE with Seth.
That was the dumbest thing ever.
Rightio, yeah.
And we might even cover that later this year, guys.
You just threw shoe at him.
Yeah.
It does make you think, how long was he in that box for, though?
Everyone was focusing on Santa. Broken? Broken is the name of the song.
No, Broken's the band.
Well, what's the song again? I missed it.
I didn't say the name. I missed it too. So we could have just done this part here and watched it. There's the recap.
How long does it go for? I probably would have got less ads.
You're going to have to come more.
Yeah, I've got one more to come.
Really? We've got 30 seconds left though.
Oh, they'll still chuck it in. This is actually quite a good, nice recap.
Yeah, it was a good show. They didn't used to do this a lot with their impacts. It's because it was a special Christmas Thursday one, because there was still a show a week from now, which was December 27, which was their final show of the year.
We hope so. Please come back next week.
And that's it, guys. There we go, Al.
Cool.
Any comments, Al, about that? Let's talk about the show. What did you enjoy?
Again, that had... Oh, fuck. You know, sorry. I'm just taking my headphones off. See another goddamn headphone. I'm going to be upset. That was fun. That was a fun episode of TNA Impact. And it was for free, guys. It was for free.
Well, they've actually got a lot of stuff. They've got a lot. Actually got pay-per-views on there for free, too, like Lockdown and I think Slammiversary, Bound for Glory, which is their WrestleMania, is also free on there. But I did notice, too, AEW's got free stuff on there now. They've got, Double or Nothing and stuff like that for free to go and watch, which is great. You don't need a fight account or anything like that. Yeah.
For real?
Yep. I'll send you a link after this.
Wicked. All right, guys.
Well, what we're going to do before we finish up, guys, as we do each and every episode, I want to give a great shout out to a podcast that we think you guys should definitely check out.
Do you like professional wrestling, movies, sports, pop culture? Do you want to hear three wacky guys talk about any and all combinations of any of these things? Well, View from the Top Rope is the podcast for you. Releasing weekly on Thursdays, Diesel, JR, and myself, Chad, answer any and all questions from our amazing high flyers. Listen to View from the Top Rope only on the Visionaries Wrestling Network across iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and multiple others. View from the Top Rope, your favorite podcast.
All right, guys, we are back, and we're at the tail end of our final Wrestling Companion of 2020, bro. What a big year it's been.
Been huge. It's been huge. It's been challenging. But as I say in almost every show, that I hope we have been a distraction to you guys during this very difficult time. And it's been fun doing this show. Not necessarily being at home, but just getting together and just talking old wrestling, new wrestling. Like, again, I'm going to make fun of myself till the day I die. I'm just like, I don't want to do wrestling anymore on the podcast because a bunch of people got fired. And I look at myself like, shut up, you so... like, shut up, you Mark. Shut your big, fat, neckbeard mouth. Get over it.
Because when was that? That was April after we did Extreme Rules, I think, which was our last event from 2015 that we did. And then it was like, oh, yeah, we actually don't want to do this anymore. We want to do some stuff that we enjoy. And we've done some great stuff. Like, you think we went to the 1990s with Capital Combat, 1989 with Great American Bash. We've done I'm trying to think of some of the great matches. Like, so we've done some War Games, we've done some TNA, we've done some SmackDown. We watched when Brock won the title from Kofi, the IMA matchup between Brock and Kurt Angle. Mm-hmm. We've got some TBK Vault stuff still coming in the new year, guys. And I want to actually take this time to not only thank everyone that's actually downloaded this show, but to my co-host. You know, Alan and I, both, you know, partners, dads, we've got a lot of commitments outside, and the fact that we see people listening to this show, you know, makes us laugh. I think it's something that when we first started it, it was more for us just to go back and have a laugh at listen to, but to know that we've actually got people that go out there every fortnight or so, download our show, you know, leave a comment. You know, people are writing reviews on iTunes, which is great, and we get DMs on our Twitters and our Instagram, and, you know, we're involved in quite a number of group chats on Twitter, and people love our content, and I think it's all about just having fun. That's why we did the show. Was just to get together in a tough world and just have a laugh. And if it's the wrestling stuff that makes us laugh or the films, it's about creating those moments, you know, creating those memories that we can look back on and go, remember this, we covered this, and just have a good time. So thank you for your commitment, you know, to the show, and, you know, coming on when you can on times where it might be late or stressful or you're sick or you're unwell and you still, you know, pop the headset on and you still do your best. And, you know, thank you for all the stuff that you do for the show, Al.
No, thank you very much, Thomas. I say it to you almost every episode. I try to, you know, come across as the heel of the show sometimes, guys. But, you know, I try to, at the end of it, try to peel back that heelness and say, hey, look, he's all right for a brother. I still don't want him to hug me. So when I see you on Christmas, I don't want you to come near me with a hug. I'll shake your hand, that lukewarm handshake that you give. You know, I'll just deal with it. Yes, thank you so much. Because, again, guys, he does do a lot of work on this show. He's the one that puts it together. He's the one who does the art. I just rock up and put a headset on and make bad jokes and be insulting. That's my gimmick. That's what I do. And so, shout out to you, sir.
Well, guys, we're coming up to 2021, and we'll be entering into year number 5 of the podcast, guys, which is crazy.
Season 5.
79 episodes, 5 Oh My Gods, you know, Wonderful World in compilations. We will be dropping one more show at the end of this month, which will be our TBK Vault. We're not going to tell you what it is, but check out our Twitter for more information about that. We do want to give a shout-out to some of our key sponsors. We're talking about Rogue Energy, Luxy.com, TriumphShares.com, ClinchGaming.com, PlayerOneCoffee, and VictoriousEyewear.com. Check out our show notes. It actually describes what they actually do. Also, discount codes. So if you want to get 10% off or 15% off or all different deals in your checkout there, you know, from computerized gaming chairs to gaming grits to, you know, coffee to keep you energized to Rogue Energy to keep you energized. So many things that actually partner up with us, and we're happy to support them. But I think, as we say, each and every episode, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or
good night. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Where those treetops listen, and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, the snow.
Yeah, guys, thanks for sticking around. Now we're going to go back and listen to a classic TBK moment.
He's also been on the JBL and Cole show, Swerved on the WWE Network, and Ultimate Beastmaster as well.
Ultimate Beastmaster.
So, like, Beefmeister.
Ultimate Beefmeister. You standing in front of a camera eating cheeseburgers.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys, it's your boy, Skinny Penis. You wouldn't explain that to people.
You want to subscribe, download, you know, click that box, get the notification.
You want to explain that to people?
I don't remember. What happened? What was it?
No, there was a little time where we were at Damo's place, and you kept talking about the show with the guys. And yep. I had enough of you talking about the show, because you're so proud of this, and I understand. And because it's a great thing that we've done.
Yeah.
But then you're just like, and you're just like, oh, yeah, we've got these subscribers. We've got these people coming through. We've got this great,
sponsor now.
Sponsor now with Rogue Energy. It's going to be fantastic. And I'm just like, fuck, I had enough now. I'm like, yo, what's up, guys? It's your boy, Skinny Penis. And and I just started going off at you, going, make sure you click that bell, make sure you listen to our YouTube channel, you know. And you just went, who are you making fun of? I'm like, you, Skinny Penis. So throughout the whole night, I drank a lot more than you. You actually have like one drink. I was like,
yeah, I was your driver, wasn't I?
I was sinking like alcohol like nonstop. The harder the cider, the better. And I just had enough. I was just like, listen to this guy. He's just talking this shit show up. And it's your boy, Skinny Penis.
I still don't get where Skinny Penis comes into it, though. Like, even the name. It just... We wouldn't just say, hey, guys, it's Tom. No, it's called Skinny Penis. Like, where'd that come into it?
It's my gimmick. I don't know. It was in my head of all things, just to say it. I think the worst one was the last time we were there.
Yeah.
And we were just about to play the make your own meme game.
Ah, yes.
And I put on there was a pair of Damo. He's got a pair of like Samsung 3D glasses that look really good. So I put them on and I look over at you and I go, and still a C. And I called you, I looked at you and you're still. In front of everybody, everyone's there in front of the boys, and I called you.
But when you said it, like you said it, and then there was silence, and then it's like everyone just erupted into laughter.
Julian,
and even I lost it too. I laughed. I respect that man. That was so good.
And what's his name? Jules said to me, he goes, "Nah, you can go home now, Al.
Yeah, thank you, Bell.
Yeah, it's like there is nothing you can say tonight to make anything to make that better. You just go home. Good." And because the glasses went down, went, still a C. And I don't know what it was. I didn't mean it to come across that. I just was like, I'm done. No. Fuck. It was just silly. Just some silly stuff. And we're going to do more of that, guys. And we're going to report back to you and tell you all about the antics that we get up to. Because we haven't done that in a long time.
I don't know when the next catch-up is, but it'll be good to keep doing it. It's good to get out with the boys.